With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where despite the apocalypse already in progress, we are still hard at work analyzing the hottest trends, the happenings, the things that are a thing, spotting all of the things in the same way that we were doing it before the apocalypse, hanging out in the basement.
Listen, I've got to say, this just popped into my mind just this second, but I almost can remember a quote during the Buzz Out Loud days of us saying, you know, after the apocalypse and the global pandemic comes, we'll probably still be podcasting.
So, oh God, really?
Here we are.
Us, and now it's us and everyone else who has finally figured out that this is the way to go. Yeah. Hang out in the basement and
I want to do a positive spin on that whole situation with a word that's been going around mostly in Canadian circles, from what I can tell. Caremongering.
Okay.
Not scaremongering. Caremongering.
Oh my God.
So leaving a note on your neighbor's car or door saying like, hey, don't want to bother you, but if you need anything, call, knock on the door, let me know, I can help. Just doing nice things, maybe leaving something. It's hard to say what would be appropriate thing, but leaving something for delivery people.
Well, my friend actually just came by and left cookies on the porch.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. I'm looking, it's on WebMD.
Yep.
Caremongering is trending. That is
especially
incredible.
Like if you have elderly neighbors, might need like ride to the hospital, ride to the doctor, pick up supplies, go to the grocery store for them, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I will say that although I consider Nextdoor usually to be like the worst demonstration of humanity, and just as a side note, something that totally puts the lie to the idea that people will only behave badly online if they are anonymous.
Right.
Because Nextdoor,
you're like extra not anonymous on Nextdoor.
I could literally come to your house and be like, Bruce, that was really rude of you, right? Like, I know who you are and where you live. Nextdoor is just a fount of incredible nice things. People offering to go pick up groceries for other people. People like, somebody organized a front porch happy hour yesterday. Everybody run out onto your porch at 5:30 with a drink and have a little dance party.
Yeah.
Like, people reminding each other to pay their cleaning ladies, you know, give them paid leave. Like, it's really remarkable. Caremongering.
I kind of think there's a situation where when the stakes are low, people are way more likely to act badly than when the stakes are high. In other words, if it's, there's really no implication to saying something nasty on Nextdoor, nor mostly,
right?
Because you're like, well, they're not really going to come over to my house. But right now they're like, I actually might need them. I might need to rely on these people.
So maybe I should be nice.
Do something nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It is really interesting. I actually saw a Wired article today that said that most of the time in a true crisis, people don't, you know, there's this, it's always in the movies that it's all looting and freaking out and panicking. But they said that actually people get really pro-social for the most part.
Because honestly, all the jokes aside, if we as a species were as bad as many people like to say we are, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like we became the dominant species on the planet by being awful all
by
the time.
Freaking out and killing each other when things got
exactly. I'm not excusing that we aren't awful sometimes, but, you know, there's got to be something that allowed us to survive. So.
That is really, really true. And I do appreciate, even though I think it is an overused stereotype, I do appreciate that it seems to have originated largely in Canada.
I know. Yeah.
Caremongering.
If it's true, I guess.
Well, and it's great as a thing because it gets at the idea that it's not just the action of caring. Mm-hmm. It is the idea of spreading the caring. So the mongering, the mongering is what makes it so special.
Scaremongering is trying to get more people scared. Caremongering is trying to get more people to care.
Oh, I love that. Well, I guess a version of that then is my next thing. And yes, we are going to acknowledge here that we do have two apocalypse related things in the show because come on. But mine is that, like, guys, I am, my social calendar is way too full right now with virtual happy hours.
I just had a happy hour with a friend of ours, former coworker, Lynn. Of Molly and mine, Eileen, my wife, and I and Lynn all got together for a little happy hour yesterday, got invited to another virtual happy hour this afternoon. It's it's definitely a thing.
It is like the thingest thing. In fact, there as we are recording this, there was an ABC News story about it that posted like 20 minutes before we came and it started recording, because it is, not only is it sort of like the thing that everyone is doing, but it's the thing that now I'm doing with, I mean, I had a virtual happy hour with an actual friend who lives in town who I just haven't seen in like 3 months because it's been, you know, life and it's been really busy. And we just had like a FaceTime happy hour. But now they're starting to overlap. There's literally like, I would like to come to your virtual happy hour, but I have another one. Can we do it another time?
Because the natural impediment is gone.
Right.
So the reason you don't have these normally is someone's like, well, we should hang out in person. Come on. But you can't.
Yep.
So now it's like, oh, well, it's okay to do a virtual one because it's our only choice. And then suddenly it's like, oh, well, I'm not imposing because they don't have to drive anywhere.
Right.
We can schedule them whenever. And so, there, you know, the ecosystem starts to eat away at the free time because it's like there's no natural break there.
And it's free. There's not even the thing where you're sort of like, oh, I can't go out because I'm too broke. You know, it's sort of like, I'm just drinking the booze that's already at my house.
And I don't want to drive. You don't have to.
Right. And I totally, like, I wonder how much this is going to keep happening. And people are using, the Discord is asking, like, what tools do you use for the virtual hangout? I have seen tons of them happening on Zoom because you can have, like, a whole bunch of people at once.
And a lot of people are already on it for work.
Yep, exactly. FaceTime has now supports the group FaceTime. I think there's like Hangouts. It is amazing. And it's getting kind of hilarious how like busy. I mean, I feel busy. Everybody wants to, everybody's video chatting me all day long. I'm like, well, man, I got a lot of happy hours.
I made a joke on Twitter about this. My life was kind of sheltering in place already.
Same. A little bit same. Mean,
I go out on the weekends to restaurants often, not doing that. I travel for vacation, not doing that. But my day-to-day is generally like stay inside, work from home, walk the dog, go to the grocery store if you need to. And those are all the guidelines now. Like, oh, that's my life. So I bring that up because I don't have free time. I don't have extra free time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole, I don't know who the people are who are saying that they have tons of time and they're going to watch like a bunch of TV and get like a little prison body and like bake and do a bunch of gardening. Like, I'm just still trying to get to bed. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, I have just as much or more work as I ever had to do because, yes, I work from home. And then now the child is here all day.
Right.
And everybody wants to hang out on Zoom all the time. And I'm not trying to drive you away, friends. I love
you. Right. No, it's a good thing. It's a positive
thing. Thank you for getting
in
touch. But I'm totally like, I just, like, literally last night I was like, I kind of want to watch some TV.
Yeah. I was trying to watch TV and I had two friends from Maine and Illinois texting me, hey, what's going on? And these are people we text from time to time. But it's like everybody's kind of reaching out. Like, you know, I just want to keep in contact. What's going on where you are? How bad is it? How bad is it not? What's going on? What's happening?
It is wonderful. And I'm hearing great stories. I mean, people are doing, you know, they're having happy hours with people that they haven't seen in years. Like, they're reconnecting in college, from college. Like, it is really pretty awesome, the kind of outpouring. But it's also a slightly hilarious version of wine culture, too, that it's like, it's all happy hours.
It's true.
Happy hours.
Yeah. If this Skype call is still empty, I'm getting more wine.
Exactly. But I gotta say, it's delightful. Good job, Zoom happy hours.
Yes, indeed. My other thing is because of the virus, but it didn't have to be.
Okay.
Esports is the new sports.
Oh, God. I guess you're right.
Because you can't have sports right now. So last weekend, La Liga and Real... La Liga clubs, Real Betis and Sevilla played their derby on FIFA 20. They got a player from the starting lineup of each team to represent the side. Then Leighton Orient, which is like the fourth league down in British Premier League, started a tournament and like, hey, any other clubs just want to, you know, do some FIFA 20 with us? They got 128 teams from all over Europe. Like,
seriously?
Yes, we'll do it. Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
And then NASCAR is doing the eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series on Fox Sports app March 22nd. With drivers, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., all those kind of people. Formula One, same thing. They're top racers taking part in the eSports Virtual Grand Prix starting Sunday with the Bahrain Grand Prix. And that'll stream on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook.
Dude, this is blowing my mind. This is an amazing discovery and Insta trend, basically.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Is this how we get to Wally? Like, is there going to be a real world after this?
All of a sudden, all the fit football players are fat because they're just playing video game versions of soccer now.
And the problem is that they'll be like, this is great. I mean, I'm sorry.
So much easier on my knees.
Compared to like all of the practice that we had to do before, like this is fantastic.
Yeah. All I need is my hand-eye coordination. Cake.
I will say the Discord is pointing out that there are evidently record numbers of joggers and everyone still wants to go outside. And that is definitely, I can confirm. Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
That the streets are like crowded. I keep seeing whole families running by, which is
really,
yeah. Wow. Oh yeah. Like people running by with their kids. It's really actually quite charming and hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping like Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL get on this trend. I want to see like
totally
all-stars playing video game versions of their teams. And that was the thing with the Premier League tournament. The one rule they had is like, you have to play as yourself, as your team. You can't like create another thing. If you're Real Madrid, you have to play Real Madrid in FIFA 20.
Oh my God, that is amazing. I love that. That might be one of my new favorite things. That's just incredible. And how quickly they were all just like, well, we got to have some sports.
Yeah. And racing and soccer leading the way on that. Kind of interesting. Huh.
This is my next thing is a thing that I've had on the list for a while, and I have noticed it even more because I, interestingly, have purchased a lot of electronics over the last week. Like, I finally was like, okay, fine. Well, luckily, Apple came and released a new laptop with a decent GD keyboard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I had to immediately order that because I've been waiting since 2013 for a new keyboard or a new laptop. So I bought that. And then I bought a virtual reality headset.
Oh, wow. What'd you buy?
I got the Oculus Quest.
Okay. Right.
And so I was doing my research on which one to buy. And then I decided that my son and I both need new phones because I am not going to get through the apocalypse with this battery life. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're already kind of due. So anyway, I'm like looking, I'm researching various things. And every time I type in, a search term that is related to consumer electronics, instead of the usual suspects coming up, particularly the wire cutter, I keep getting, and this has been happening for all kinds of products that I've been searching for, the Spruce.
The Spruce.
Yes. I don't know if you are familiar with the Spruce, which is a network. It's a whole network of things. They have the Spruce Eats, the Spruce Pets, the Spruce Crafts. And it's basically sort of a like much more home oriented. I didn't find a ton of electronics on it. It's a much more home oriented recommendations and reviews site. But dude,
and it's more than just the wire cutter is very much like all we do is reviews. There's some like feature articles here mixed in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of stuff. And apparently, like they're saying in the Discord, amazing SEO. Because I am seeing the Spruce come up for everything that I have searched in recent memory. And it is delightful.
supermarkets are changing their hours. Here's what you need to know. And then at the very top, before you even start reading, Aldi, Giant, HEB, Kroger, like you can just skip down to the one that applies to you. Don't waste your time. So well, like good UI.
It's a really good UI. It's obviously great SEO. It's completely, and it's for some reason, it's sort of like everything that I need. I'm also considering buying like an apocalypse couch because I had a great couch, story alert. I decided I bought a couch that was really good looking, but I hated it. And then I bought a really great couch on Craigslist and then it got destroyed in skunk apocalypse and I had to get rid of it. And I still had the old, pretty but uncomfortable couch. And now that's the couch I'm stuck with for shutdown. And I don't want that. And so, of course, the Spruce, boom, they got me covered. They're like, no problem. 8 best couches of 2020. I'm like, oh, thank you. Click.
Here you go. Oh, good luck getting it delivered. Here you go.
The Spruce is the jam.
This is really good.
This
is a great call.
Yeah.
And it's just so well laid out, too. Like,
I mean,
it's a little less utilitarian. I could see somebody saying, oh, I like the Sweet Home and Wirecutter because it's clear what you, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, because this is doing more than just that, but it's so easy to go by topic, like, and find what you're looking for.
And it is kind of, you're right. It's this combination of sort of like the Wirecutter closer to the Sweet Home because it really is sort of home based and a little bit of Real Simple. Which you probably didn't read, but Real Simple.
It's like Sweet Home meets Real Simple.
It really is. And then it has this fun stuff, how to handle being stuck at home based on your zodiac sign. But I think their most impressive thing, I mean, I feel like I work for them right now, but it's just that it keeps coming up no matter what I search. Apparently, this Spruce mainly is just like completely plugged into everything that I am interested in. A new couch, some gardening, how to make my own hand sanitizer, like whatever. It's all there. So it just keeps popping up.
This is so good. The Spruce.
The Spruce and the Spruce Pets and the Spruce Eats and the Spruce Crafts.
Is threatening to stop me from being on the show right now. So I need to close that tab.
Right. Because of course they have a whole collection on how they're cooking during COVID-19.
During COVID-19. How to clean your house properly for COVID-19.
I mean,
really well done.
The Spruce. The Spruce is the new everything.
All right, let's get to your things. Christopher wrote in about fear of train tracks, saying fear of train tracks, absolutely a thing for me. During the noughties, I commuted to work on the Sacramento light rail. To get to the stop near work, I had to cross a busy four-way intersection, which also contained light rail and heavy rail tracks that came in parallel to one another, obliquely to the streets. That sounds horrible. I then had to walk through a large open area to find where one waited for the trains. I am totally blind, and sound cues are an important part of my navigation. The open nature of the area with no obvious tactile landmarks also made for a lack of echolocation aiding reflective surfaces. So you can imagine my dismay when, having just gotten to the corner, I heard the train signal literally 4 feet away begin its infernal navigation-destroying ding, ding, ding.
Oh, God.
My heart sank as I heard rails near me, but not exactly located, begin that rumble that presages the arrival of a train. So I'm here and obviously did not have a non-consensual encounter with said train, but it was, well, let's just say my worry level about COVID-19 is peanuts in comparison.
Oh, God.
I didn't need new pants, but to coin a phrase that might be related to the show, it was a near thing.
Dude, that is terrifying. That is like a legitimately scary story. I would like to apologize for all of those of you who are listening. Whoa. I mean, people in the chat room were literally cringing as soon as you started describing the intersection.
Also, Christopher's a pretty good writer. Very evocative.
Agreed. Almost too good. Dr. Joe writes in on the topic of upskilling and says, let me take off my thingmaker hat and put on my Doctor of Adult Learning tweed jacket and talk about upskilling.
Very nice.
I've been in the training field since the 1990s and upskilling was already in our jargon back then. Digital upskilling has been on the training radar since at least the first tech bubble when new markets and business practices starting popping up at a pace that big corporations couldn't handle. He said he went back into his academic books and looked up the origin of the term and writes, it's fuzzy, but likely from the 1960s. All throughout that time, upskilling does have a slightly patronizing tone to it. Mm-hmm. It implies increasing skills into a new realm that the organization values, not the learner. Which I think
we need
is remarkable.
To upskill that person. They don't have the skills we need.
Upskill that person. And then he says, I think it's becoming prevalent again, of course, as we discussed, because policymakers are talking about industries going away and work radically changing in the ones that stay, automation, et cetera. And then he said, having said all of that, I have never heard or seen someone welcoming students to an upskilling course. I think it's something we talk about people doing in the abstract, never tell someone they are actually doing it or that we're doing it to ourselves. And that is my philosophy of training discussion for the day. Says Dr. Joe, I'm going to go hang the tweed jacket back up and look for some things from the safety of my basement.
Well said. Well said, Dr. Joe. Yeah. It's like waking a sleepwalker. Never tell them they're upskilling.
Never tell them that they're, no, I love that. Like, oh, no, that's not what's happening here.
Who said that?
No, never.
The unmistakable Jeff in KC writes in about local distilleries doing some good. At least two local distilleries so far are making hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Wondering how widespread this is at local distilleries in other markets. The first one was in response to a request from a nonprofit that serves disabled adults. The second I've seen is J. Rieger Co., a bigger operation that is doing it to keep their staff working. There's a line of people in their cars this morning and they'll sell out quickly, but they've already announced that they're making more for weekend distribution. It's priced on the high end to let them pay their staff, but they say pay what you can.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Those are going to be... I mean, presumably people are going to use them, but the bottles are going to be collector's items for sure.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, the distilleries probably aren't selling as much to the bars.
Yeah.
You know, they may be fulfilling the grocery stores, but that's an interesting use of the capacity and a great one.
If
people are needing, and there are people in absolute need of this. We make fun of the people who overstock or hoard, but there are people whose lives depend on it because they're immunocompromised or something else.
Yep. Absolutely. No, I think it's incredible. I think that all of the, there is so much ingenuity on display right now. And that is just one example that is super cool and incredible. We'll have the pictures on the website. It's a thing.me so that you can see, because the labels are also awesome.
Not for nothing. There's also California just relaxed the rules of which license you need to be able to deliver booze.
Oh.
Because not every restaurant is allowed to deliver booze depending on their license, but they're like, yeah, you can all do it now. It's fine.
Amazing.
just for the time being, but go ahead. It's cool. It's all good.
Excellent. You got little 18-year-olds bringing you booze. Like, I nicked a bottle.
Yeah, no, I wonder about that. Right. Yeah.
I don't
water my booze when you deliver it.
I feel quite certain that what Producer Rich has done with the shout-outs today is entrapment. Because I'm the only idiot in the world who is like secretly a Creed fan.
It's no secret no more.
And he has made the shout outs based on the lyrics of Creed's Higher.
I can't sing this. I hope that's okay.
I think we can just read it, and okay. I will really try hard not to sing, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
You sing your heart out. I'm just warning everyone, it's not going to happen here. I don't think. We'll see. Maybe it will. I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm dying right. You cannot imagine the effort that it is taking for me not to like burst into stupid song.
Well,
right now.
Let me put it this way. By the way, if anybody doesn't know, if you're new to the show, these are shout outs to people at our highest Patreon level. And Rich is outdoing himself every week with not just name with their name, but like working them into an oeuvre.
Yeah. And it has been incredible. And frankly, I think is like the thing that makes it worth it to stay at the shout out level or get to
Absolutely.
The shout out level because,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The big question is, right. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay. All right. Go.
Although I would like our world to, although I would like our world to change, it helps me to appreciate those nights and those Mike Akins.
You should just keep going.
But Luis anymore, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. I'm blushing. I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm dying.
Go.
The ole Adele Francis to let Gabrielle Cohen replace all our hate. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask can Jake Wood stay. Can you amazing. Take me higher? Guys, I'm going to have a Creed dance party. I'm going to have a virtual happy hour just to have a Creed dance party. I'm dying right now of happiness.
I could never have done that. Thank you for pulling that off. That was so good.
I'm literally like, I'm a little sweaty with embarrassment right now. Like that was
oh, just... it was amazing. And the Discord crowd is on their feet. It's the best thing ever. You may have just saved humanity. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh God, it's going to go back. You know what? I'm just saying I will like headline the tribute band. No shame in my game.
You should. You should.
From the basement. Rich, you have made me so happy. I hope that I hope our patrons at the shout out level agree.
I hope so too. I'm sure they do. I can't imagine they don't.
Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for supporting the show at the shout out level, at any level. And we would like you to know that we know that things are about to get hard in this country for a lot of people. And so if you cannot support our show anymore, we understand. Thanks for those who will continue to do so. Like, I don't know. We're here for you. If I could pay you back, I would. Like, it's just, we are all in this together, you guys.
There are other patrons to pick you up. No problem there.
Yeah,
a few people have just upped their pledge because they can. So if you can't, don't feel bad. And there are other things you could do to support the show. You can just send us your things, feedback@itsathing.me, or just tell other people about the show. It's all good.
Yep. And I think that we should keep the Discord open for the, you know, at least whatever, until the apocalypse is over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it has been a delight. It has been a delight to have all of you guys in the live chat room. It feels like good old times. It is really, it's just like you guys are the reason we do this. And thank you for giving us the chance every week. It's the best.
Absolutely. You're helping us by being here.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Can't hold it back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.